Yo, what's up? I don't know why you say what's up at the beginning of a podcast. It doesn't really make much sense because it's like not like you're going to answer. Maybe you answer in your mind. And you're like, let me take stock of my life now that I've been said, what's up? Like, let me think about that. Think about it for a moment. Take a little, what is it? I bet things are pretty good. Sure. If you're in the United States of America, our president is not the best, and it feels like democracy might be crumbling. But I bet personally, and it's not, it'll be fine. Democracy will be fine, I'm sure. I'm guessing, you know, before too long, Donald Trump will either choke on a McNugget. Or suicide by cop. Those are I've narrowed it down to those two things. Those are his two ways out of the White House: either choking on McDonald's or suicide by cop. That's my prediction. I'm laying down right here, right now. Now, if either of those two things happens, we replay this, and let's just say I'm a genius. Well, I think the suicide by cop, really, I should... The choking on fast food, I'm sure a lot of people have predicted that one. Oh, but let's not talk about that guy. But what's up? I'm going to be on Bennington on Sirius. They say Sirius XM. It's like, pick a name, guys. You merged like fucking 10 years ago. Pick a name. Sirius XM Incorporated. It's like when they do Dwayne Reed by Walgreens. Fucking pick a name, motherfuckers. Just because you merge and everybody's like, I wouldn't have my name in there. Pick a name. Bennington show I love. Ron Bennington, is, of course, a legend. And an inspiration to me. So, very happy to be on that show. Next Thursday at 2 p.m. I will be... You can get like a free... a subscription. You get like a free 30 days online. You don't have to put in a credit card or anything like that if you want to listen. And it's worth checking out. You know, they have a lot of fine programming over there at Sirius XM. I guess the confusion is some people have like different radios or something. Okay, it's fine. Sirius XM's a fine name. Dwayne Reed by Walgreens, though, please. Enough of that. It's Dwayne Reed. I don't need your... I understand Walgreens, you bought them, and we're all proud of you. But get your name off of my pharmacy. Before I start going to CVS, and you know how yesterday I was talking about CVS, today I'm talking about Dwayne Reed. I'm obsessed with the pharmacy. All right, let's take a quick look at the news. Japan broadcaster sends false North Korea missile alert. Jeez, what's with the false alerts? Everybody wants to get in on the fun. It's got to be kind of fun to hit that button. No, everybody's going to freak the fuck out on this one. Yeah, it was a text alert coming from the news. Japanese national broadcaster, NHK. Now they have these. I still don't understand, and maybe I'm a fucking nincompoop, because this is all in Japanese, right? And it's like all these characters. I'm like, how the fuck do you type that on a phone? How are these people texting? Is there, because there's so many characters, and it looks so difficult. First of all, writing this thing looks like it's got to be a nightmare. Imagine being, I was a little kid and dyslexic, and just doing the alphabet was a goddamn chore. These things, there's a lot of lines going on. Is this problem for me to be, I'm not trying to be, xenophobic? I'm not afraid of the... Well, that'd be... Or... But I got to say, the Roman alphabet is a lot simpler than this Japanese. It looks very difficult. Even when you see this, when sometimes they put these shows on Netflix and they're like, oh, here's a new Netflix show, but it's in fucking Norway. And then you see like the names in there and they got zeros and umlauts and shit in their name. Like, what the fuck, dude? Why you got to, did you not have enough letters? You had to add some shit? Make do with the letters that we got. I think I'm starting to get a little Trump over here. Be like, hey, we're America, we're the best. We know what letters you need. All right, but this if you're in Japan right now, and some of you are, I see the numbers. There's not a lot of you, but you're spread all over the goddamn globe. Actually, is that true? Is there anybody in Japan? I'm going to look right now at my SoundCloud. You see, the thing about SoundCloud, it only tells you what the people on SoundCloud, where they are. It doesn't tell, like, if you're listening through your phone, like, on, like, Apple Podcasts or whatever the fuck they call it now, then I won't know. Top country, United States. Then France. South Africa. We got people in South Africa. Who the hell is in South Africa? Say hello to me. Israel? Hello? Japan. Japan's number 6 on the top countries. There's listeners in Japan. Hello, Japan. You have a beautiful language. I wish I could write like you. Same with Israel. That looks like a difficult language as well. But, wish you all the best. UK. Well, that's probably Rob from Brighton. I want to hear from, if you're in Japan, Israel, or South Africa, Canada's number 7. There's more people in Japan listening, more people in South Africa, United Kingdom, Israel, and Japan than in Canada. Is that interesting to anybody but me? I can't believe France is number 2. I'm going to go on a tour of France. Is anybody listening? If you're listening in France right now, fucking email me, chris@chrislaker.com. I would love to hear from you. In America, you can email me if you're in America. That's fine too. I'd love to hear from everybody. A Starbucks is coming to Yosemite National Park, but thousands want to stop it. Listen, I understand the resistance to the corp, I get it, but you're telling me you're not in the Yosemite National Park, you're hiking all day or whatever the hell you're trying to do over there, let me go see one of those things that's like looks like a bridge, but it's made out of rock. It's like an archway. Look at that natural rock archway. You know, you're like, fuck, I could use a coffee. You really want to go have like some, you know, visitor center coffee? Probably not. That's like Jiffy Lube coffee. You want a Starbucks, but don't. Yeah, why? People don't like Starbucks. I don't like Starbucks either until they had mobile ordering, and I can just open my phone on my way there and say I want an Americano, and it's sitting there waiting for me. Fuck. I'm sorry, mom-and-pop coffee shop down the street, which isn't even a real mom-and-pop coffee shop. It's a fucking chain. It's just not quite as big. If it was actual mom-and-pop, if there was a mom and a pop, and their children, they had pictures of their children to verify their mom-and-popness, making espresso drinks in my neighborhood, I would go there. But I don't think there is. It's like, oh, look at us. We're like the cool place. And then I see 10 more of them in different neighborhoods around the city. I'm like, you're a chain motherfucker too. So don't act like you don't want to be as big as the Starbucks. But I like the mobile order. And if you're in Yosemite National Park, that'll probably come in handy because it's probably the only place to get anything around there. And then you'll show up and there'll be this huge line. You'll be like, I don't gotta fuck with that line at all. There's my cappuccino. All right. They're fighting it. I'm all for protest. Go ahead. You're not going to win against Starbucks, I don't think, though. They're very powerful. 13 victims, ages 2 to 29, kept shackled in foul California home by parents, officials said. I got this news alert yesterday. It was pretty fucking disturbing. I mean, why would you keep a 29-year-old shackled? Let them go. Why don't you abandon your children, for Christ's sake? You could always abandon them. I understand you keep making them. You're like, I don't like to use birth control, and I don't want to take care of these kids. Abandon them. It's very simple. Someone will take care of them or put them in a foster home, or they'll just get abused until they're 18. 29? The fuck is... I'm going to assume that these parents are in huge, huge trouble. And as they should be. All right, I'm going to go. See you fucks tomorrow. We love you.